When Mohamed Morsi's ouster was announced, Tahrir Square erupted in euphoria. Now, that jubilation has spread beyond Egypt's borders, with many neighboring Arab countries celebrating, but for very different reasons. Take Saudi Arabia's King Abdullah. Usually quite reserved when it comes to matters of diplomacy, today not sounding all that diplomatic. Congratulating the Egyptian military for its coup, and effusive in his praise, saying they'd managed to save Egypt at this critical moment from a dark tunnel. They weren't the only country taking delight in Morsi's fall. The United Arab Emirates decided to highlight how the Muslim Brotherhood, the political movement that propelled Morsi to office, is banned in the Emirates, adding that the UAE is following with satisfaction developments of the situation in Egypt. Bahrain and Jordan both offered similar responses, which analysts say is in no way surprising.
A lot of the Gulf monarchies are simply afraid of democratic change, elections, democratic reform. Their fear of the Muslim Brotherhood is twofold. One is the Muslim Brotherhood has proven the most effective in winning elections and mobilizing votes. Also the fact that the Muslim Brotherhood, you know, has this marriage, let us say, between Islam and democracy is worrisome.
Salim says these monarchies are extremely worried about the emergence of a regional brotherhood network that would pose a direct threat to their rule. Even Qatar, which had backed the brotherhood in Egypt, issued a statement saying it will remain supportive of the country. Then there's Syria. In the throes of civil war, embattled President Bashar al-Assad took the time to gloat. From the beginning, I said their project is a failure before it began, said al-Assad.
The Syrian regime, I'm sure, is thrilled with this outcome because it sort of asserts state power against Islamists. And as the Assad regime has painted the uprising in Syria exactly as that.
Now the question becomes, what will other regional Islamist political movements do in the wake of Egypt? In Tunisia, where the Arab Spring first took root, opposition to the Islamist and Nahda party has been growing. And where Tunisians once inspired Egyptians to take to the streets, now Egypt is inspiring Tunisia.
The Nahda also faces very severe opposition and protests and demonstrations from a very effective civil society, secular opposition, women's movement, labor unions, and so on.
Either way, all eyes are still on Egypt. The festivities will no doubt die down as the concern only grows. Mohammed Jamjoum, CNN, Beirut.